This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. One of the horrible ironies of this time is that during a moment when we could all desperately use a laugh, funny's getting awfully hard to come by. Do you remember back in 2001 when Saturday Night Live was just coming back on air? Everyone was so raw. And Lorne Michaels, SNL's creator, got up at the top of the show and introduced the then mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, who was standing there flanked by rows and rows of firefighters and other first responders.
Thank you, Lorne. Thank you very much. Having our city's institutions up and running sends a message that New York City is open for business. Saturday Night Live is one of our great New York City institutions, and that's why it's important for you to do your show tonight.
Can we be funny?
Why start now?
There were all kinds of acknowledgments that some things were going to be funny and some things were never going to be funny again. But as in that moment, comedy is coming back to the rescue right now. Nobody's doing live performances, but there are all kinds of things happening online. Writers and stand-ups who are stuck at home. Cedric the Entertainer hosted a Def Comedy Jam fundraiser last weekend. We called up a couple of Michigan comedians who are working their way through this. Nicole Melnick in Lansing and Abdallah Jassim. Nicole, Abdallah, welcome to Stateside.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Could I just take a minute to ask both of you to describe your writing as it usually works on stage and how maybe that does or does not work in the present moment? Abdallah, would you start off for us?
Well, I mean, for me, stand-up comedy, you need to have an audience, right? Like, you got to feed off the audience, right? So a lot of times I do improv, and, you know, if I see somebody wearing a weird outfit, I'm going to roast you about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it seems like there's a lot of things about the timing of comedy writing that only work when you've got the audience there, too.
100%, 100%. You got to feel it out. You got to feel out how they're feeling, you know, and are they, you know, do they accept what you're saying? Are they understanding what you're saying? So the only thing that we got going are like online shows where you're just staring at a camera looking at yourself. And so it's really hard, to be honest with you, but I think that creativity doesn't stop. You know, you're always thinking, you're always trying to create something new. So I feel like what it's allowed me to do is really kind of just dive deep into my head and find the funny within everything, because everything can be funny, you know, and usually pain and hurt is where funny comes from. So
comedy equals tragedy plus time.
Exactly. Ooh, girl, damn.
I have nothing to do but sit home and watch comedy videos all day. So
yeah,
I'm up to speed on this stuff.
So it's true. It's true. It really is. And that's why I feel like this tragedy will, I think, allow people to become their best comedians.
Hmm. Nicole, I know you're a little bit newer to the stage and to the scene, but how would you answer the question of like how your writing had been developing and what still works and what doesn't?
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely agree that being live is such a sweet part of doing stand-up comedy, and that we lose a huge part of it when we do it on the computer. But honestly, dude, I was just performing it for my friends anyways. You know what? Even when there was an audience, the most comforting idea was that I was there with my friends. And when we do these live shows, when we do these computer shows, these virtual rooms, I still get to see all my friends. You know what I mean? I guess for me, it's like I always wanted an excuse to write comedy full time. And now because I have to, I can.
Yeah. Did you have a very robust online profile before all this started happening?
No, I never. I loved the live so much. I liked it when an experience was in a room and then it was gone as soon as we were off stage. That temporary vibe, it was so cool. And now everything's digital and everything. It seems like everybody's recording everything. And that's the scariest element for me, is this posterity that I don't believe that I agreed to.
Right.
But
well, thank God for Instagram stories,
yeah.
I guess.
Oh, yeah. I was live last night, and that was the first time I'd ever done that on Instagram. So that was incredible. You know what I mean? And so it's an exciting new world. But I can't wait to get back on the stage. Don't get me wrong.
Abdallah, how about you? Would you say you had a pretty healthy online presence before Corona?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I'm a rarity, as they may say. Like, I have a pretty good following online, and I do stand-up comedy. Now it's just all online, right? So I'm trying to create as much video content as possible. And, you know, a lot of it's related to the corona and all the stupid trends that keep coming out, like the push-up challenge and, like, you know, the challenge where girls, like, cover their, you know, they don't wear makeup and then they put the camera on and then they come back and they're all looking sweet and stuff. Like, So I'm finding every single trend that's coming out and I'm just roasting them about it because that's what, you know, that's what comedians are for.
I want to play a little bit of something that you posted in your Instagram feed recently. This is from the video, She Got the Rona.
I hear you coughing and sneezing up in your room. I know you think no one can hear you, but I already know you got corona. Already know you got the Rona.
Abdallah, since people can't see it, can you describe what's happening in the video?
So basically, it's, the I Wanna Love You song by Akon back in the 2000s, and I just changed it to, She Got the Rona. And basically, it's just about this guy and his girl, and he sees her coughing and, you know, and sneezing, and he's like, oh, my baby got the Rona. And I'm just dancing all goofy-like, wearing a mask, and, you know, just really just having a good time, trying to make people, you know, forget about how serious and how crazy this situation is and kind of just laugh about it a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a real balance there between the desperate need for some levity and the somber reality of how this is affecting people's lives. And they're having all these weird experiences that are sort of full of fear and yet totally ludicrous at the same time. Was it hard to feel like you got the balance right?
That's the thing. To be honest with you, I didn't know. I was just like, listen, we're going to do this. And if I get heat, we'll just, you know, archive it real quick and just pretend like it didn't happen. And honestly, I mean, like 95-96%, you know, like there are a couple people that are like, oh, you're very insensitive. I'm like, listen, I'm a chemical engineer. So I didn't, that suit that I had was from a chemical plant like that I went to 3 years ago. So like, just relax. I'm not using, you know.
You're not using someone's PPEs.
Exactly. You know, just I had this before and this is the perfect use for it. Like, calm down, you know? So for the most part, it was handled well. So.
Right. How would you say, I wanted to ask both of you how you see this moment challenging other comedians and other writers you know, either people in the local scene or national figures, you know, folks you just may follow and have looked up to. Nicole, do you want to start out?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to, maybe it's because I'm such a baby and all of my community is just my friends. But yeah, I mean, more than anything, I don't, you know what I mean? I think this is such a weird time and there are comedians who are taking a step back creatively and they really want to focus on the craft part of it and build from there because we don't know how long we're going to be under and because doing it live is so important. There's other comedians who are doing great stuff on the video content, and it looks beautiful, and it's way better than what I'm doing. So I never, you know what I mean? It's hard for me to think of this as a challenge for other people because I'm so busy facing the challenge myself. You know, I try not to focus on what other performers are doing, especially because the community is so talented.
Abdallah, what about you? Can you think of some people who've maybe run into this issue head on and come up with some innovative stuff?
So honestly, most of the older generation, you know, they're just used to going on stage and that's how they do it. You know, they're not really, you know, they don't really mesh well with the internet. Oh, I don't want to do social media. I'm a stand-up comedian now, you know? And the reality is social media isn't going anywhere, right? So a lot of these older comedians are just kind of like, they're stuck. So my advice would be to just really delve into this whole social media world. I mean, I know they hate it and I know it sucks. And it is different because stand-up, like writing stand-up comedy and performing it is way more difficult than doing like a skit or a quick video. Because, you know, you can retake that as many times as you want. But when you're on stage, you only got one shot. I think it's really hard because I know several Detroit comedians that are just kind of like, oh man, like, you know, I don't know what to do. And I'm just like, bro, you need to start making videos, man. You're just you in front of the camera and it doesn't need to be like a full production, you know, whatever you're ranting out about on stage, just rant about it on your phone, you know.
Is there anything that you've worked into your writing specifically? I mean, the videos we can see, but have you been working on anything that might adapt to the stage eventually?
So my stage writing is a lot. It's storytelling. It's just things that happen to me in my life, right? So I don't do the whole one liner thing like da da da, like that's just not my style of comedy. So you know the stories that are happening to me as I go to the grocery store or. You know, when I have to go out, like, that's all, they're all funny stories, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are all freaking out. You walk by them, they're like, oh, shit, you know, like, everyone's tripping out about this whole corona thing. So it's definitely, you know, after this whole situation subsides, I think that a lot of people are going to have a lot of jokes. Like I said before, you know, this is like a creative atmosphere that people are really going to have to take advantage of. And, you know, honestly, I know some people that just are just so devastated and just like they're not doing anything. And I'm trying my hardest to keep them motivated. Like a lot of friends, like musicians that I know. And it's like, what are you doing? Like you're stuck at your house and you have a recording studio at your house. Why are you not making music?
It takes a really deft comedian to go into truly terrible subjects and bring something out of it. I think about people like Tig Notaro or Maria Bamford, who has just mined her own mental illness and hospitalization for things that are, you know, for writing this just amazing. This is such a tragic moment that we're living in right now. Do you think that there will be people, especially maybe coming out of Michigan, who are going to be able to talk to the world about what's happening here through the medium of comedy?
I mean, I hope so. I hope that I hope this launches a whole, because for me, like, man, it's very political for me. You know what I mean? And I've never been a political comedian, but it's getting hard now to make observations about the world and doing it like in a funny way, but then also without bringing up like a very obvious political edge.
Nicole, can you give us an example of what you mean?
Oh, I just mean like, because for me, like, you know, I mean, I used to make jokes about how like money's not real and about how the reason why I dropped out of college was because when the world goes into chaos, like I won't have, you know, a college education. I'll have real world experience. And now the veil that we were telling ourselves that the American system was running as usual, we're all seeing that it's not. And that every day we wake up to a new politician who has found a way to make money off of people dying. And if you can make that funny, you can say that. But right now, I'm trying to find a way to make that funny.
Yeah. Abdallah, what were you going to say?
No, I mean, I completely agree. I think that, you know, especially, you know, if you look at the amount of people that are dying and where they're located, you know, it's usually in the poor areas, people that really have no health care, and they all have underlying conditions. And that's why the numbers are a lot higher. So I think that the political aspect, she hit it like right on target. Like there's a lot of things, like a lot of shady things going on that, you know, like we're being shown things that we would have never seen if this didn't happen. So I think that, you know, a lot of people are going to be able to kind of give commentary on that. And I agree, it's definitely, you know, the political side of it is definitely a little harder to talk about now because, you know, we're still in it and people are actually dying. But I think that after this, you know, like I said, subsides, I think a lot of people are going to be able to be like, hey, well, why didn't they do this? And why, like bus drivers. And like, I went to Kroger and I saw like a 70-year-old woman working on the cash register. Like, what? Like she needed to be there because I'm sure she needs the income. But like, come on, like we got to do better than that, you know? So it's just like finding those points of views and then turning it to something funny is definitely a way to send a message. And, you know, comedy is the best way to send a message because when you laugh at something, it's a lot easier to take in, right?
Is there such a thing as too soon?
If you're Dave Chappelle, no. but if you're just a regular comedian, yeah, you might get some heat, you know?
Yeah. You know, some artists have talked about how they're just not feeling very creative right now. They're just in the moment, either in the grief or just trying to get bills paid or get people taken care of in their lives. I wanted to ask, do either of you feel particularly inspired right now? Abdallah, would you like to start out?
Well, actually, you know, I'll open up a little bit. At the end of 2019, my mother passed away. And, you know, she was like the closest person to me. I mean, she was everything to me. And and she loved my comedy and she loved my content. And a lot of my content is about her, you know. And so I took like a 2-3 month break and I realized that, like, you know, she'd be so mad at me because she was my number one supporter, you know. And so I realized that, listen, like at the end of the day, you know, you definitely take time to grieve. But if you love something and you're passionate about something, you got to do it. And that's, I think that's like the message that I would give is that, you know, it's really hard, especially, you know, because I went from that to this, you know, like, so 2020 was like, yeah, 2020 is awful, like straight up.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just feel like I'm forcing myself, and it's honestly, it's allowing me to feel better about myself. So I think that once you just push yourself to do something, it'll eventually work out for your benefit.
Abdallah, I'm so sorry about your mom.
Thank you. Thank you. May she rest in peace.
Nicole, what would you say all this means long term for the comedy community that you're plugged in with, or for your own work? I mean, do you see this as being like some kind of paradigm changer?
I think people saying this is the thing that's been bothering the most since we kind of went out of quarantine, is people saying when we go back to normal, it's like normal is what got us into this situation. Like I'm hoping that when we come out of this, there are huge changes. That this opens up a conversation that we can have with the entire world. You know what I mean? This is something that's brought us all together. And not even just create like comedically or creatively, because you know what I mean? Because there are other artists that are just making free paintings for the internet because we don't have anything beautiful to look at right now. And so, yeah, no, I think the world, it's a paradigm change, and I hope it puts us one step closer to uniting as a whole planet in that hippie way.
Yeah. One last question for both of you. Could you explain to us the process by which writing helps you figure things out? Nicole, could I come to you first on this?
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I journal daily, and I have like a meditative process. But then creatively, man, it's like my muse, my creative muse. He sort of drops by and gives me ideas, and then when he's not there, I have to put in the work myself. And so I just write a joke a day, and I never let myself have a night where I feel like I've gone to bed and done everything I can to make that like rest peaceful, unless I've written like a joke.
Abdallah, how about you?
For me, I honestly, ideas come left and right, you know, they just keep flowing in my brain. But I actually don't do a lot of writing, which is kind of weird. How I do my stand up is usually I just go take a shower, and I just let the idea marinate in my head in the shower. For some reason, my creative process is like crack when I'm in the shower. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. So I just sit there and I just really think about the idea, just solely, like put all my attention to the idea, and then I'll come up with something. And then from there, I'll just perform it like in front of a mirror or something. So I actually don't do a lot of writing. I'll write like major points. But a lot of the other things is just improv. So yeah, that's my style, and you know, it's worked. And I think that all this time I've been taking a lot of showers, so I'm clean as hell, you know?
Abdallah Jassim, he lives in Dearborn, and Nicole Melnick of Lansing. You find her affiliated with the Lansing Comedy Sirens. Guys, thank you both so much. We really appreciate your talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was the most fun ever.